Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, November 19th, Thankful Tuesday. I sure am thankful for God's Word, even when it convicts me of sin. Today in Amos chapter 6, we have a very difficult message, a message that we need to sit with for a moment, reminding us not to get too comfortable, to remember our purpose as followers of Jesus, and to remind ourselves that God wants us to care about others and to live His way. It's not about getting all the fancy stuff in life. It's more about living in a way that helps other people flourish. This week, I'm reading in the Easy English Version. And the title in my Bible in Amos chapter 6 is God Promises to Send Trouble to His People. Trouble is coming to you people who live in Zion and on Samaria's hill. You think that you are safe. You think that you are important people who live in the best nation on earth. Israelite people respect you as their leaders. Go and look at Colnae City. Go and look at Hamath City. Then go and look at Gath City, where the Philistines live. Are your cities stronger than their cities? Do you have more land than they do? You refuse to think that trouble might come to you, but the cruel things that you do are causing trouble to come very soon. You lie on beautiful, expensive beds. You do not work, but you rest all the time. You eat fat young sheep and cows. Like King David, you play music on your harps and you sing new songs. You drink lots of wine. You put beautiful oils on your bodies. But you are not sad that Joseph's descendants are destroying themselves as a nation. You will be the first people that your enemies will take away as prisoners. You will no longer enjoy your feasts and wild parties. The Lord God Almighty has promised that this will surely happen. He has spoken this strong message. The Israelites think that they are very strong, but I have turned against them. I hate their strong buildings. So I will give their great city of Samaria and everything in it to their enemies. At that time, if 10 people are safe together in one house, they will all die. When a man comes to carry a dead body outside to burn it, he will ask his relative, "Is there anyone with you in the house?" The relative will answer, "No." Then the man will say, "Be quiet. Do not speak the name of the Lord." When the Lord gives his command, enemies will destroy all the houses, great and small. They will break them all into pieces. Horses cannot run on rocks. People do not try to plow the sea. But you Israelites have changed what is fair and honest into something bad. You have made justice seem like poison. You are proud because you won against Lodabar and Carnaim. You think that your own strength did that. But the Lord God Almighty says to you Israelites, I am sending an enemy nation to attack you. They will bring trouble to you everywhere, all the way from Lebo Hamath in the north to the Arabah Valley in the south. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. If you've been following along with this reading plan, you know that we're in a subsection about social justice, and God is not happy with the Israelites because they are not seeking justice for their fellow man. It says in verse 12, that the Israelites have changed what is fair and honest into something bad. In the New International Version, it says it this way, but you have turned justice into poison and the fruit of righteousness into bitterness. So you and I know that the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of righteousness, is love and joy and peace. You know them: patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all attributes of someone who is living in a way that seeks to honor Christ. And it is evident in this passage that the people here were self-seeking. They weren't self-controlled. They weren't concerned for the peace of others. They were more concerned about their pleasure. And they ignored the needs of those around them. They didn't love them well. Now, in modern day, we have to think about it for ourselves. Are we living in a way that our neighbors know that we love them, that we are looking out for their good? Do we think more about our purpose or our pleasure? And are we living in a way that is righteous? The fruit of righteousness pours out. Are we self-controlled or are we self-consumed? Oh, I'm leaving us a lot to think about on this thankful Tuesday. Goodness, I guess ultimately we are so thankful for the one who showed us the way, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Also, we give thanks for the peace that we have through his life, death, and resurrection. And we thank you, Lord, for the correction that you give us through your word. You are worthy to be praised. And so we end this time together just thanking you for who you are. Help us to be a people who live lives of gratitude more so than desire. Give us hearts full of contentment, ready to pour out your love and grace. And now we lift up to you, O Lord, those in our fellowship and those who are listening along, who have the last names K and L. We pray, Lord, that you would, as the God of hope, give them joy and peace as they trust in you. In that regard, we pray for the Keith family, Kelly, Kendrick, Kennedy, Kent, Kimbrough, King, Kirkpatrick, Kitchens, Knapp, Knight, Koenig, Lavette, Lawler, Lawley, Lawrence, Leonard, Lewis, Lyles, Lloyd, Logan, Long, Loveman, Lowry, Loman, Lowry, Lucky, Lyman, and Lynch. Lord, help us to think about these, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and to encourage them in the faith in some way this week. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.